Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Hiding from the one they're supposed to defeat. It's like, we're in the game. You're supposed to. Somebody's like, can you imagine? It's like this whole team shows up on the football field and your opposing team, and they're fixing, they're getting all set up to kick the ball off to you, but the whole other side of the field is empty.
They're in the locker room.
Yeah, it's like, where are they? They're in the locker room. And David comes out and he's stuck between the locker room and your side of the field. He's going like, what the heck's going on? I thought you was players.
All right.
I thought you was players. And he was. And he's like, all by himself, while the other, all of his brothers and all the nation of Israel was in the locker room. He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine, this uncircumcised Al-Qaeda, coming against a nation, coming against God's people? Who is this? And he knew it, coming against the people of God, the armies of God. When we get back from this break, I want to tell you, listen, you got to begin to say, dear God, make me a player. Dear God, make me a player. I don't want to be a fan. I refuse to be a fan. You know, are you a player or are you a fan? And David was a player. You see, the difference in a player and a fan, a fan is not willing to throw off anything. But a player is willing to change their diet, to change how they do things, to change everything they can to be able to get on the field, to be able to play. They're willing to give up whatever it takes to play. They're willing to throw off everything that hinders them from being able to play. And we would say a player in God is somebody willing to do whatever they got to do what God's called them to do.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's a player. A fan just watches players. But the thing about it, that doesn't save you. You have to be a player.
Right.
You have to be in. No, David, here's David showing up, as I was saying, and he sees this giant coming against God's people. And if you picture that, I mean, in a football field, basically all the nation of Israel was in the locker room. All of the Philistines were lined up on their side of the field. They had this giant standing there named Goliath, and David's walking out with his donkey and his bread and his food. And he overhears this, sees this whole situation, and says, well, what's going on here? You know, what's happening? I mean, immediately he took it personal because he loves God. It's about time the church takes some stuff personal. Don't say it's not personal. That's the body of Christ.
Right.
That's the name of God. That's Jesus.
Mm.
And he took it personal. Said, this is not right. This should not be happening. And so all of a sudden he says, listen, I'll take this man down. And so what happens, all of a sudden the people that were hiding says, listen, here's our football pads. Here's our helmet. Here's our pad. Well, this is what they did. Saul says, here's my armor, here's my sword, here's my stuff. And it's like, I've never put this stuff on before. I can't do this. He just throws off men's traditions. He throws off typical warfare. He throws off the way everybody else. And listen, you're in the locker room anyway. Who really cares what you have to say? What's the issue is, who is this thing coming against God's people, and why is it okay with you? If you call yourself a leader of God's people, why aren't you saying something other than every single Sunday talking about grace? We got it. Now fight the good fight of faith. It's almost like singing a song as we go to the showers. They're going to spray into our lives. You know, it's like, come on. And so David shakes that off, and he gets his slingshot, and he goes out there and runs towards this man, slings his slingshot after he picks up five rocks. This player throws, let's go with the rock. It hits the problem in the center of their bank account. I mean, the center of his head, takes him down. He runs over there with his sword and cuts off the head of the snake, of the giant, the thing coming against the church. That's a player. That's a player. Fans were peeking over the rocks. They were peeking over the rocks. And you think about it. When you think about what do you have to throw off? He had to throw off typical warfare and the way people did things. He had to do whatever how, because if you're a player, you're a person who abides with God, you're just waiting for orders. That's it. You're just waiting for God to say, watch out. You better watch out because God's going to launch players on the field. And, you know, that's what Paul Keith Davis was talking about. And another thing you got to throw off to be a player in the kingdom of God And I'm not talking about playing around. If you've been on a football field, there ain't no playing involved in that.
There ain't no games here.
We're talking about, you know, playing for the ring here. We're talking about serious stuff. And you have to be able to throw off a religious spirit. You got to throw it off, because the difference in this traditional way of doing things that you have to throw off, that David threw off to be able to do what he had to do how God trained him up. This religious thing now, the spirit, not only wants you to do it their way, but it wants to destroy you, kill you, pull you into the prison cells that where everybody are eunuchs. Mm. You know, nobody produces, nobody fights here. And in quote, you know, there's been people and leaders over these things who said, this is what I do when anybody escapes. When anybody escapes this place, I throw a stick at them. It did not?
Yep. Yeah. True story.
I throw a stick at them to make them run back in. It's like, you're supposed to send them out to play the game. You don't throw a stick at a player when a player wants to play. You support them.
Right.
You just want fans. You just want fans.
Mm-hmm.
You just hit the body of Christ. You just hit Jesus with a stick. And so you got to be able to throw off this religious. Jesus threw it off. Paul had to throw it off because he was Saul before he was Paul. He had to throw off all that religious stuff. He says, I count all of that dung.
Mm-hmm.
Lost. Because you can't keep one foot in a religious spirit and one foot on the field of the kingdom of God and play ball. It ain't going to work. You'll be sucked in, destroyed, and taken down, locked up, beat up, stoned, beheaded, crucified, anything that they can do to stop you from producing fruit. Right?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's exactly it. So you got to be able to throw that off to be a player. Players are willing. This is what Paul says. He says, I beat my flesh so that after I preach to others, I will not be disqualified. As a boxer doesn't beat against the air. He's focusing. When a person runs, run in such a way to win the prize. He was talking about, listen, this thing takes effort. It takes energy. From the time of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God has been forcefully advancing, and it's forceful men that lay hold on it. It's players. Players who play ball, not fans. And finally, in Hebrews 12, 1 through 3, he says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses in hello, the true fans that have already walked and played the game are watching us from the stadium of heaven, looking down on us on the field, acting like fans that are going like, you're not a fan. We're fans. We've played the game. You're supposed to be busy.
Mm.
And they're looking down on us. He says, therefore, let us throw off everything that hinders us from playing this game, from getting on the field. And you think about hinder. Hinder is defined as to cause, to delay, interruption, difficulty, a hamper, impede, to prevent from doing or acting. In other words, listen, whatever that is that's keeping you from doing what God's called you to do, that is hindrance. That is hindering you. And I think I would literally... You don't want to come to me and tell me that God's told you to do something. What do I think?
Mm.
You know, I'm going to tell you to do it.
That's right.
I don't think that's strange. Players do not think it's strange to do what God tells you to do. Fans go, well, I've seen other people do it, and I'm not sure how it applies to my life because I'm a fan. Mm. I'm not a player. Well, you can change that by doing what God's told you to do.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to have tons of hindrances. You're going to have to throw these hindrances off that are impeding you and stopping you. And you cannot take these hindrances to the throne room of God and say, you know, I was hindered because of my marriage. I was hindered because of my family. I was hindered because of my job, because of my country. It's like, dude, you didn't get on the field. You didn't get on the field. And then he says, not only throw off all these hindrances, every single hindrance, throw it off, every bit of it off, and even sin that easily entangles. Mm. And so you think about this. There's so many people playing around with sin. First of all, sin makes cowards of believers. Secondly, if you stay in that sin, it will destroy you. Thirdly, if you die in your sin, it won't be good at the throne of God.
Mm-hmm.
So understand this. Are you going to be a player? Are you going to be a fan? Are you ready to throw off everything? And then he tells us, let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about this. That, listen, you got a race that's uniquely yours, a destiny that God's designed for you to play out in your life. But But understand this. You can't do it from the audience. You can't do, I don't care if you're on the front row. You can't do it from there. You're going to have to do it by getting on the field. You're going to have to be a player. You're going to have to get in the game. You're going to be judged whether you played or not. Fans won't get in, but players will. Understand this. Jesus says, unless you pick up your cross, deny yourself, and follow me, you can have no part of me. To be my disciple is going to cost you everything. Whatever you give up in this lifetime, it'll be returned to you in 100-fold. Listen, everything again and again and again, God's saying, be a player. Be a doer of the word, not merely deceived. Dear God, we ask you right now that you would put this into the ears of players, because we say, dear God, send us players, not fans. Send us players who will do what you said, who will abide with you, who will hide your word in their heart, and who will do what you tell them to do. Dear God, send us players. Don't send us fans. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.